Leading the news this morning, Australia is poised to start delivering weapons to Kurdish forces to help fight Islamic State militants in Iraq. Overnight, Iraqi forces captured the besieged town of Amalie, where Australian forces had earlier conducted an aid drop. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has dismissed calls by the Greens to have Parliament vote on Australia's role in Iraq.
We are working with our partners to address what is a humanitarian catastrophe and a security nightmare in this very unstable part of the world.
Some of the most powerful players in the former Labor government in New South Wales face the state's corruption inquiry today. Former Premier Christina Keneally and former Treasurer Eric Rusendale are among those expected to give evidence. Former Labor power broker Joe Tripodi will be back in the witness box this morning, accused of helping a company owned by Nathan Tinkler. Public transport users in Sydney are being urged to be patient this morning as the city moves across to a new smart card ticketing system. The new Opal card replaces 14 types of paper tickets on buses, ferries and trains. Some delays are expected as commuters get used to the new system. And smokers will be paying more for a pack of cigarettes from today. The cigarette tax will jump by more than a dollar, bringing the price of a pack of 20 to more than $20. The rise is the second of four annual tax increases.